USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. The on-off summit between the U.S. and North Korea is on again in Singapore.
They want it. We think it's important. And I think we would be making a big mistake if we didn't have it. I think we're going to have a relationship, and it'll start on June 12th.
President Donald Trump says relationships are building, and it'll be a process. The United States has vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution that in part condemns the practice of firing on protesters by Israel's military. The Arab-backed resolution introduced by Kuwait calls for international protections for Palestinian civilians. American U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the proposed resolution would set back the cause of peace.
When the United Nations sides with terrorists over Israel, as the Kuwait resolution does, it only makes a peaceful resolution of this conflict harder to reach.
The U.S. has introduced a competing resolution that condemns Hamas for escalating tensions along the Israel-Gaza border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A suspect in an undercover child pornography investigation south of Orlando, Florida, who allegedly attacked a female detective, was shot and killed by another Polk County Sheriff's deputy Friday. Sheriff Grady Judd says 21-year-old Andre Estrada was being read his rights when he beat the detective and grabbed her gun.
No one wants to do this. We don't choose to shoot people. People choose for us to shoot them.
The female detective was treated and released from the hospital. Three bodies have been found in recent days at a property in Springfield, Massachusetts. Hampton District Attorney Anthony Galluni says they're searching for more bodies.
We have used the ground-penetrating radar technology, which has given us some preliminary results and will give us more formalized information and a report in the next 24 hours.
40-year-old Stuart Weldon was arrested last week after allegedly kidnapping, sexually assaulting, and beating a woman. The investigation led to a closer look at Weldon's home, where the bodies were discovered. How Weldon might be connected to those bodies is not yet known. This is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
President Donald Trump delivered remarks at the change of command ceremony at the U.S. Coast Guard headquarters, saying he's never been more proud of the Coast Guard.
These are exciting times for America. We are being respected again. We're being respected abroad, and we are restoring our wealth at home. It's about time.
Trump nominee Admiral Carl Schultz will relieve Admiral Paul Zukunft as top official of the military branch. Zukunft has been Commandant of the Coast Guard since May of 2014. After U.S. tariffs on imports of European steel and aluminum took effect Friday morning, the EU's top trade commissioner, Cecilia Malmström, called them illegal and a classic use of protectionism.
We are challenging today both the U.S. and China at the WTO, and it demonstrates that we are not choosing any sides. We stand for the multilateral system for a rule-based global trade.
The EU plans to make its case to the World Trade Organization. Kansas Republican Jim Barnett has selected his new wife, Rosie Hansen, to be his running mate for governor. They married in September. Primary elections are in August. Barnett is one of four major Republican candidates for governor. At Missouri, Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson has been sworn in as governor after scandal-plagued Eric Greitens resigned. Greitens had been facing possible impeachment in the Missouri House over a scandal. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.